Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hubhopper Originals.
As governments in India announce plan to end the lockdown, a new phase in the COVID-19 pandemic is upon us. It is a time for hope, but also for caution. The end of the lockdown will not spell a return to the old normal. The opening will take different shapes, with different regions and different business sectors opening up in different ways and at differing speeds. How can companies navigate this difficult environment, especially in the time period that the restrictions are loosened? Their eagerness to restart and rebuild is understandably large. Parallelly, questions related to business are on rise. Hello and welcome to House of Joe Season 2, your unbounded dose of Josh in association with Panout Media. Today we have extremely intelligent and resilient panel with us. Joining us, Mr. Dharmendra Khanna from the brand Loto, which is a sports apparel and a footwear brand. Hello, Mr. Dharmendra.
Hi, Amitabh.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very good.
Wonderful. Could you please brief us about the brand Loto?
So Loto has been there since 1973 in India. It's been there from last two decades. And we at SSIPL has been a master franchisee and a licensee for this brand in India. And, you know, it's been doing fabulous numbers among the top 6-7 brands of sports in India. And sports has actually arrived in last couple of years now. Is actually the adoption of sports is just arrived in India, and that's how the business has also grown up for us.
Wonderful, wonderful. We really appreciate you joining us this moment. Next in, we have Mr. Aditya Gupta representing the Rug Republic. Over to you.
Hi, everybody. The Rug Republic is a floor fashion brand. It does more of home accessories, but concentrated on rugs and poofs. We have been in the export market since 1992, but the Rug Republic brand was established by us in 2013. It's now sold globally in 85 countries. And we are taking it now into India in the last couple of years, though Indian market is only 2% of our market right now, but we are getting some very, very encouraging signs. So we look forward to the journey.
Wonderful. Again, thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Aditya. Next in, we have Ms. Tana Sheikh on behalf of Green India, which deals with vegan products. Over to you.
Hello, everybody. This is Sana Sheikh, and I'm the co-founder of Greened India. Greened is India's first and only vegan and eco-friendly gift hamper service, along with being an online marketplace for vegan and eco-friendly items. And we operate from Mumbai for all over India.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ms. Sana, joining us this moment. Again, we have Ms. Desiree from Disguise Cosmetics, which is a vegan and a cruelty-free brand. Hello, Ms. Desiree, and tell us more about your brand.
Hi, Omkar. Thanks for having us on this platform. We are actually a brand started by three scientists. All three of us have been in this space for cumulatively about 30 years now. But Disguise is a fairly new brand. We started about 2 years ago, and we're super excited to be doing something very new in technically a ritual that's as old as civilization.
Wonderful, wonderful. So very welcome to each one of you, and I truly appreciate you all joining me at this very moment. So let's just start with Mr. Dharmendra. Mr. Dharmendra, like the very first question that I have for you is your thought process about the contemporary situation, and how does your business looks currently?
So the business is getting back to normal. We are right now scaled to around 70-75% of our business as usual number. We've still not reached the 100% of our pre-COVID number. January, February 2020 were our peak months as in terms of business. March, you know, in initial weeks only, we started seeing a trend of malls being getting shut, the footfall getting lower because of the panic. And we were getting prepared that some kind of situation will happen. We probably started working from home much before the actual lockdown happened. But when the lockdown happened, we were infusing fresh merchandise of the new season, spring summer 20, in our stores. And eventually when the unlock happened, and that too happened in such a staggered way, we actually end up selling all that those fresh stocks in end of season clearance sales, which squeezed all our margins. But all that situation done, customers are coming back. The first few weeks of the stores started operational, we saw some kind of revenge shopping happening, and we saw fabulous growth in the sales. But there's a smart shift or a sharp shift in what kind of products consumers buy now. There's a lot of shift to people buying shorts and tees and slippers, you know, in initial days when the lockdown unlock happened. And then gradually people started buying sports shoes and, you know, other casual wear. We have other formats in our brand's portfolio where we still see formals, denims are still not being taken up by the customers. So there's a smart shift, and I see the business is shaping up. It will still time that things will get as normal as it was pre-COVID, but we're very hopeful.
All right. So basically, just summing it up, you could see a sharp shift from the formal section to the casual section, like shorts and tees. But yeah, Otherwise, the business seems real good.
Yeah, it's shaping up.
All right. Wonderful. Mr. Aditya, what are your thoughts on this, about the contemporary situation, and how does your business look currently?
Well, our business too, in the initial weeks, looked very uncertain, and a lot of order cancellations internationally as well as domestic, as I said, are not such a big market for us. But once, you know, the sort of storm settled, it's not quite settled, but, you know, when the panic button was given up and we realized that this is going to take longer, home fashion business overall has been on the upswing. I think people are spending more time at home. People are not spending money on many other activities, socializing and, you know, going to work. Therefore, you know, my friends in the garment export business say that garments have been a little bit slower. Obviously, travel and restaurants, all of those things are slower. So I think the home fashion business has benefited from that for the moment, both domestic and globally. Obviously, we're doing more and more on e-commerce, and our international clients who are strong on e-commerce have been very strong on their orders. And therefore, we are taking it up. Social media is becoming even more important. So in some ways, you know, these trends were already in place, but they have been, you know, sort of compressed into a smaller time. That change happened in 6 months instead of a couple of years. So far, so good. You know, fortunately for us, no near and dear ones or employees have been directly affected by COVID. Our supply chain continues to be a bigger challenge for us than the demand situation. So we are working around that, and things look okay. Thank you.
Wonderful. So just trying to sort of brief it. So by the year 2025, most of the people will be sort of working from home. So home is going to be the most essential thing, and people will be crafting it with their creativity. So I think there's a big scope when it comes to crafting home and the home decor businesses.
Absolutely. The home is your nest. You want it to look good. You want it to feel good. I've also been reading articles about how, you know, like how you dress up for going out, because you are now talking on video calls and Zoom calls. So like your home also needs to dress up, not only because somebody is visiting, but A, you want to feel good about it. Two, it's not all that private as it used to be. So right, Things are changing, and those changes look acceptable to me for the moment.
Right. So people know now, where's your kitchen and where's your bedroom? They'll sort of find it out. Oh, today you're not in your bedroom. Right. My next question is to Ms. Desiree from Disguise Cosmetics. So Desiree, let us know, what is your thought process about the contemporary situation? And when it comes to the sector of cosmetics, how are you sort of dealing with the situations?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a bit tricky in the beginning. So like I think Dharmendra said, we had started off the year really well with some of our highest numbers ever in Jan and Feb. And March also looked like we were doing well. The unfortunate situation was that we used to have cash on delivery. And basically, once the lockdown started, makeup was categorized as a non-essential product. And so we were unable to use the typical supply chains that we had in place. So that's actually when we had lost a lot of orders that we had got in March, because we were only able to sort of send them out maybe end May or early June. So obviously people had changed their minds by then and those kind of things. Since then, we've sort of not been courageous enough to turn on cash on delivery. And that's actually a huge part of our business. But we're definitely seeing a lot of people willing to sort of purchase products on prepaid portals, and typically people being more sort of open to using digital channels. Typically, you see makeup as being just 8% online, and typically the entire process of having somebody assist you at a store, trying out products, checking out colors and shades is super important to the makeup purchase process. And I think since people didn't really have that option, we are seeing a lot of people come online. Since July, I think the sort of run-up to Raksha Bandhan, we have been doing much better numbers, and we are hoping even September sort of is a month which we close at a higher revenue than we did Feb. Usually the entire wedding season and festive season is something that we really look forward to, and we really have to see how that goes this time around with new ways to sort of celebrate with friends and family.
Wonderful. Just gaining a bit more clarity about cosmetic section. When people used to sort of travel for work, they used to concentrate upon how they look, and money was spent on the apparels and on the cosmetics. But when it is from the work from home scenario, do you see that, you know, that is sort of hampering the sales rate?
So there's definitely a concern. So from the point of view, there are a lot of positive messages where people say, you know, I wore lipstick today and it really brightened up my day, and those kind of things. So there's definitely a lot of how you look and feel associated with, like, you know, your self-confidence and those kind of things. But obviously today, even if I'm saying I really wore lipstick today while working from home and it improved how I felt, it's usually not a new lipstick. I think a lot of us have had time to be at home and, like, you know, like Aditya mentioned, improve how our home looks and basically concentrate on that. And so that's also given us a lot of chance to sort of go through all of our things and sort them out and see what we want to throw out and clean up and those kind of things. So a lot of people are chancing upon makeup, which they've had for ages and never really gotten down to using it. And now that I'm at home, I'm going to sort of try these out and see whether I still like them or I want to throw them out and those kind of things. So we're seeing a lot of that happen with makeup. That being said, definitely the whole idea of using makeup that is not being covered by your face mask, that basically is the whole focus on eyes and those kind of things, is definitely taking center stage. We are also seeing a lot of focus on skincare, and we do have some of our complementary makeup products which we typically advise people to use pre-makeup, wherein those products are just being used as is for skincare.
All right, understood. Moving on towards the next question that I have, like, I'm really excited to ask you, like, what is your conviction as you guys enter the market back in the times of COVID-19? Mr. Dhanmendra, what are your thoughts on this?
So we are very convinced the market will revive. And as Desiree mentioned, e-commerce and online portals and platforms acted as a vaccine to the impact of COVID. And even COVID, you know, the impact was limited to the time when we were actually shut. Now we are open. We have challenges of footfall. We have challenges of people not using occasion wear. People are not getting up, dressing up as they used to. But whatever product is there in the demand, we can reach that, send that product to their home. We have a lot of digital initiatives within the organizations. and there are ready products available. There are WhatsApp bots. There are video-based shopping, which gives almost similar touch and feel look of the product. There are virtual trial rooms. There are marketplaces like Amazon and Flipkart already available where you can sell your products and your omni-channel and other solutions. So those have acted as vaccines to us. And only thing is, I'm very convinced the market will be back in to pre-COVID times. The channels may differ. The platforms may be various now. So from brick and mortar, we became omni-channel, then now multi-channel, and then there are everything is acting as a booster for the sales of our businesses.
I see. Understood. Moving on towards Mr. Aditya Gupta, you're representing Rug Republic, which is a home decor brand. So in this case, what is your conviction? I think that there's a very great amount of conviction I could spot at your end, because as you said in the previous answer, home is going to be the nest and everybody wants to make their homes look better. So there's a bigger scope, but I want to hear it from you. What is your conviction as you enter the market back in COVID-19?
Well, not only our conviction, but our enthusiasm and our optimism are at an extremely high level.
Wonderful.
Not because we want it to be, because we can see there are enough reasons to be. So we have been doing, about 30-40% higher than our previous averages since August. So I believe that by the time we end the financial year, we would have recovered what we lost in the couple of months of an extreme lockdown. Our clients globally were actually kind of really pressed for inventory because of the, massive stimuli that the Western governments have given. So I think the Western world demand for a lot of stuff was on a high level. And what we were also able to achieve in this way was to clear some stocks. People were so desperate for product that they just bought whatever we had available instead of waiting for their own orders. So we got a chance to reinvent a lot of stuff, not only ways of doing business, but also get new customers. On our own self, we are launching. We already are in many countries, but now we have set up a company in Netherlands and we are moving some stocks to Europe to do direct e-commerce business with portals across Europe. So that will be rolled out in November. So I think overall we look pretty strongly placed, and our team is working hard and we are enjoying our job.
Wonderful. I love this enthusiasm. All right. Moving on towards Ms. Desiree for cosmetic section. I really want to know, what is the strong conviction as you'll be entering the markets back during the COVID-19? Because we already know the scenarios that people are working from home. And since they are not going out, people are not spending that much amount of money on apparels or cosmetics. So for me, I sort of perceive it as a tougher decision or a sort of a concern. But I want to know it from your end. What is your thought?
So we are actually looking at new products that we want to be doing, which basically can be used at the house in a way. So something which is super interesting for us is our range of nail polish, which we are looking to launch in November. So this has actually been a project we've been working on for really long. Because, nail polish is typically considered to be a very chemical high product, and it so is as well. But we basically spend a lot of time trying to get out the sort of nasties from the product. So things like formaldehyde, phthalates, all of these things. And we've managed to get a patented formula, which basically gives you really good product attributes in terms of gloss and shine, while also being healthy for your nails. So this sort of downtime in a way has given us a chance to work on really good products. Similarly, we're also looking at new launches. We have a new technology developed for mascaras. We also have basically customizable eyeshadows that we're looking at having in November, and the mascara early next year. So there's definitely a lot of fun things that typically we were sort of taking our time with. And now, given the sort of situation, we've decided to sort of ramp up and work quicker on some of these newer products. So that's been really, really exciting for us. At the same time, like Aditya said, it would also be interesting to look at newer markets. And given that, again, we did have some time in sort of downtime this year, we were able to sort of have a look at what options are available for us outside India as well. Makeup is actually a very heavily regulated field in most places. So it's not really very easy for us to sort of go to different countries and set up shop in a way. But it's really important to us that we obviously do things the right way and the legal way. So getting all of those insights in place as to what requirements are there per country, how to really go about it and like, you know, how to basically see that we are available. These are a lot of things that we spend time on more recently.
Right, right. So just getting into grips. So the thing is that you're utilizing this adversity to sort of develop the healthier products. I would say the cruelty and the vegan free products. So you're coming back with a healthy tagline or with a something which is more on a positive and a brighter side when it comes to the utilization of products.
So actually, this guy being started by three scientists, safety has always been super important to us. Safety is something that we sort of try to ensure and definitely ensure across all of our products. In fact, we very commonly take decisions to maybe use a synthetic over a natural product if required, or a natural ingredient if required, to basically ensure that our products are safe. So that's always most important. And the second, also non-negotiable for us, is that we are cruelty-free in the sense that we don't test on animals. And while developing the brand, we decided that the best way to really be cruelty-free is to also be vegan. So these three are sort of non-negotiable for us. What we have been improving more recently is how to also be sustainable in our packaging. So there are definitely some restrictions on account of the product formats that sort of some of our products, we don't really have an option but to use plastics in a way. And more recently, we've spent time on trying to see how best to sort of close the loop on those plastics. So how can we move to options which don't completely use virgin plastic? Maybe they already start to use recycled plastic. How do we recycle or invest in recycling plastic equal to what we sort of manufacture with? And we already had a sort of empties policy in place since last year, wherein anybody could sort of choose to return their empties to us. And basically, we would have those recycled. I think we've used this time to sort of look at our to-do list, which has been now 2 years long in a way, and look at things which sort of are in our control and sort of address those first. And because we had the time, we had sort of resources to look at how to improve how we deal with plastics, how we are sustainable, all of those kind of things, which are super important to us. And obviously, there's a limited amount of things that are possible. So every time we get a chance to sort of improve it, we definitely love the opportunity to work on that.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, I mean, you guys already had a brand motto of looking forwards the positive, the cruelty-free and the vegan section. And now you guys are empowering it, making it more stronger.
So sustainability was always a part of the brand. Things like, you know, we always looked at paper packaging, those kind of things. In fact, even when we started, so lipsticks was our first product. And when we started to develop our lipsticks, we actually did a huge trial with paper packaging for the lipstick as well. But given the sort of Indian logistics scenario, our products weren't really reaching in a usable condition. And technically, there is more sort of carbon footprint attached to sending out a product which cannot be used, right? Because then it's completely wasted in a way. So we had to sort of continue to use plastic in these kind of scenarios where other options were not a possibility. And like, you know, having very fragile products, we basically were very reliant on things like bubble wrap and those kind of things, which now we have slowly been able to phase out all of our tertiary packaging for couriers have, besides the plastic tape in a way, which we're also working on, everything else has sort of moved to paper-based options that are completely recyclable, and some of it is already recycled to begin with. We, in fact, like I mentioned, we had an
Desri, I'm sort of getting an understanding that, you know, you guys are moving towards the more sustainability factor, looking forward to the eco-friendly changes in the business. Definitely, I truly appreciate that. And I'll definitely come back to you. Before that, I have an important question for Mr. Dharmendra. The thing is that when we speak about the substantial change in any of the business verticals, so I just, could you please clarify, are there any substantial changes that have happened in the business verticals that you're dealing with, Mr. Dharmendra?
Yes, so the most substantial changes was there are new product categories which came into demand. A lot of consumer beauty segment products, I know, started developing sanitizers and immunity products. And suddenly that was so much in demand, whatever they produce had gone off the shelf. That was the best time people could do adaptation, and mask has become a new category. Mask has become a mandatory any which way due to legal norms as well and your own safety and hygiene. Every brand is producing mask. Everyone is buying mask. And now not just for hygiene, people are buying masks for fashion. You want to match it with your attire. You want to match it. You want comfort to be added. So there's a lot of new elements which has been added to the business. And besides the verticals, there are verticals in terms of what, you know, we had people only for selling offline. And now we have a team, entire team, a robust team to sell online as well. So within the business also, there's a business vertical. I particularly used to head the brand business, and now I'm heading the entire digital transformation for SSIP Retail Limited. So there are a lot of changes happening, and that is phenomenal changes which is happening in the businesses. And that will continue to be change. As Aditya said, the entire next 2-3 years, by 2025, that is, is projecting, the entire transformation from working from office may become working from home. So there's a lot of transformation and changes which is happening, and the business has to adapt accordingly.
Right. I know that. Also, talking about the downward curves in your sales graph and the strategies to enhance the number, to sort of make a business look brighter for the upcoming years and the days. So what is that? How would you speak about that? Like, two questions over here, talking about the downward curves in your sales graph and the strategies to enhance that, and talking about the strategies for a brighter business tomorrow, or the thought process for the brighter business tomorrow. What's your take on it?
So Omkar, there cannot be no downward than a zero. The entire April and most part of the May was a zero sales business for most of us in this conference right now. And there cannot be lower than zero, right? So I see the upward trend only. The only thing is that we expected a V curve or isoelastic positive curve. But then these unlock happened in such a staggered way, and suddenly certain places came into containment zone. Again, a lockdown happened. Some state had weekend lockdowns. I don't know what. Containment of this virus can happen if the businesses are shut on weekends. Some state had lockdown at 6 p.m. and then 7 p.m. All that has just shifted the progressive curve and isoelastic curves of the progression. I don't see there is any further downward trend in the businesses from here on. The only thing here on would be how fast you adapt and how quickly you change to the upward curve. You adapt to the demand, you adapt to the new verticals, you adapt to the new dynamics of the business, where you don't expect a customer coming to you. You're going to customer in some way through technology or through home delivery or through, you know, shopping offline, delivery online, shopping online, picking up offline through curbside pickups of your stores. So there are a lot of new adaptations which will come, and that there won't be any downward curves, at least in my view. I would let other speakers also to comment on that. The other point that you wanted to ask was, how do we get a brighter business tomorrow? The only way we can have brighter business tomorrow, and I would like to have made this comment multiple times. Corona has added karuna to our businesses as well. There's a lot of empathy towards environment, towards people, towards businesses, and the way we dealt with people, our teams, that has also added a lot of change in how we lived. We were living a fast life every day, every time we had been running towards our goals, and then suddenly everything stopped, and we got time to think about our business strategies, our life goals, and everything changed. The brighter business is not a little tweak of what we traditionally had been doing. And that is getting new categories on time, getting new delivery models, now new contactless payment model, adapting to a lot of new innovations which is happening around you. That adaptation, plus the empathy towards your environment, towards your people, towards your businesses, that will help us in a brighter business tomorrow.
Very true.
That's
very
my
true.
Take, Omkar.
Right. I mean, I really love the way you sort of put it across that, you know, Corona has added a karuna. So we basically have slowed down and looking at the morals and ethics of the business and the personal life, trying to regenerate the situations and trying to be the best in the current times.
That's right. And see, a lot of people within your teams as well, when you ask them or task them, they came with an attitude, you know, I can leave and I can work anywhere if that's not the thing. It has become both ways. I don't want to leave my team, and my team doesn't want to leave for a certain reason because there are no more jobs available easily outside. So now the bonding is a little different and a little stronger because we stayed together in the toughest times of our lives. And if we stay together now, then the alignment of goals is there. The thought is same.
Very true. Very true. I truly appreciate it. And the way you have enlightened us is truly fruitful. And I know you have a meeting to join. And thank you so much for being a part of this panel. And your words have really enlightened us. And whatever I wanted to sort of know from you and your business, you sort of spoken over here. So once again, I truly appreciate and thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Omkar. I'll be on mute, but I'd like to speak other speakers, see other speakers speak, or as I hear other speakers speak also. Pleasure meeting you, Aditya, Sana, and Desiree. Thank
Likewise.
You.
Likewise.
All right. Talking about Aditya, Sana, and Desiree now. So Aditya, my next question to you is, when we speak about the downward curves in your sales graph, I mean, Mr. Dharmendra said that there was a point of zero, and that is sort of triggering and a point of concern. So in your case, what was the downward curve in your sales graph? How would you define that? And your sort of strategies to enhance the sales number?
See, naturally, because of lockdowns, everybody went through that zero period. I would slightly differ from Dharmendra in my belief that things can be worse than zero, because things for businesses were worse than zero because you were on negative sales, in the sense that you still have a lot of cost, but you have no revenue. And the cost control was not already in place for a zero revenue situation. So in the initial months when it was a shock sort of a situation, therefore the costs were much higher than, you know, in future, if it happens again, because nearly everybody's prepared for a second round. We can already see that happening in Europe. I think London has already applied certain controls as of yesterday. Israel went on to a second lockdown, and I am very, very certain that India will have the same situation. But we are still in our first wave, so second wave is a couple of months away, because this is scientific, unless we have a vaccine. So this whole attitude of looking at this as something temporary, as something for a couple of weeks, or then it became a couple of months, but I look at it as a longer term play. So therefore, that part, and then how we come out of it, depending on making the right distribution channel partners active, you know, getting an outreach to customers. And for us, it has been because we are a largely B2B business, differently from the other people, I think, in this channel, in this conversation. You know, we have to reduce our dependence on the B2B channel and also strengthen our B2C muscle, which is basically e-commerce directly from our website. And that's what we are doing. And we've got very good success doing that and doing successful alliances with more websites around the world. So that's for the future, but for the moment, our customers are looking very strong in the export markets. As I said, we have more challenges on the supply side than on the demand side. But one can't say that this will not change again. Although broadly speaking, it's unlikely that the kind of lockdowns we had in phase one will be repeated. But if things go wrong, you know, sort of psychology of consumers, there was all this pent up demand situation, you know, that would come out. And if we really get into a second wave, so we have to be really kind of measured in our optimism. And the fact that this is going to be a V curve or whatever curve, I believe it's mostly going to be a K recovery, a K-shaped recovery where some people take off and some people get worse off. But let's just play it out. You know, I am an adventure person, so I believe that you have to expect to deal with the unexpected. And we'll see how it goes.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I think there was a noticeable point from your conversation, from your answer, that is you sort of moving towards a digital sector, I would say, like, you know, building website and flourishing your business through online means.
I think everybody is, so with their people have websites, it's just a question of, you know, spending more time and effort. And one good thing about this whole work from home, now this is a specific point, because, you know, we all can make very generalized point, but I would love to hear specific strategies that everyone's taking on board. For us, we realized that this whole WFH thing did not apply only to our own employees. Yes, we can do that. But that has also made us flexible in hiring people from anywhere else. You know, once you realize that somebody can work from home, then you realize that home need not be in your own town. The home can be anywhere, you know. So while initially we had people working for us only in our city, you know, and their commute was an issue and all of those things, now we have people in different cities working, even in different countries, because, you know, there is a job to be done. And I think that is a good news for countries like India, because once people realize that people in New York can be working out of their home in Connecticut, well, that home could be in Mumbai, that home could be in Hyderabad, that home could be in Delhi, that home could be in anywhere. So for us also, it has made us more flexible in hiring talent on a task definition basis instead of an hourly basis sort of a situation. And that has helped us, especially in the e-com business, because a lot of youngsters are very talented in that game. And, you know, trying to hire people who can actually physically be present in your office can be limiting. Whereas bright people, well-educated, you know, even like with a lot of foreign exposure.
So geography is not anymore a barrier.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nor is timing, you know, nor is office timing.
Right.
You know,
right.
So those two things expand the work pool.
Very true. Very true. Now coming to Ms. Sana Sheikh. Sana, after a long time, you're there in the conversation because there were a lot of network issues and technical glitches. But truly, it's an honor that I get an opportunity to speak to you. So Sana, quickly brief me about your thought process about the contemporary situation and how does your business looks currently?
Thank you, Omkar, for having me there. And I really appreciate how you're bringing all this together. And I'm really glad to be a part of this.
Thank you.
So regarding this question, the contemporary situation, so we have always been an online marketplace. So that means we have been taking online orders and we have been operating via courier service. We have been heavily relying on them. So the thing is, you know, it is right now, the weather issues mainly in Mumbai, because that's where we are located. And there are also logistic issues because the services are operating with low manpower and there are a lot of issues happening basically with logistics. So that's where we are facing heavy problems with. And I hope that gets resolved soon, because once that is sorted, everything else falls in place for us. So because of logistics, we are facing some issues in our sales and, you know, not exactly sales, but, you know, the aftermath of it, how after once we get a order and then how we proceed with it and until it reaches the customer. So there are things that we are trying to tackle. It's not going bad. It's not going worse, but it could have been better. But we know for sure that it will pick up speed and it will go proper.
Right, right. And talking about your business, how does it look currently? Because, you know, we are post forced lockdown phase, I would say, and things have loosened up a bit. The restrictions have loosened up. So how does your business look currently?
Currently, it is picking up. We are just 9 months old, Omkar, just 9 months old. So when the COVID situation happened, the phase one lockdown happened, we were just 3 months old at that point. So I can say we are picking up. Every day we are reaching one step ahead than the previous day. So it is slowly but steadily picking up. That's all I can say. But we will be doing better. I'm sure things will pick up for great. Like I said, a few minutes ago, we are facing delivery issues, logistical issues, and there are some problems here and there with that. So once that falls in place, everything else will be all right. But otherwise, we are picking up good. Slowly but steadily, we are growing. And that's a good sign.
Very true, very true. Also, talking about the vegan market, right now, due to COVID-19, people are more looking towards the immunity and healthy food products and cutting down on meat. And there's so much of, I wouldn't say the misinformation, but people are getting aware and they're getting more concerned about their food and eating habits. So I think there's a greater scope for even vegan markets to grow and your business subsequently. So what is your conviction as you get back in the market in the times of COVID?
Yeah, so, you know, because of this lockdown, people are at home, they have got some more time to spare and read and understand about what's good for them, the environment. And this pandemic has put a, you know, great perspective out there, like how this pandemic could have been avoided if we would have just stuck to plant-based lifestyle and, you know, done sustainable options instead. So this is a good sign. People are waking up, they're embracing new changes, they're trying out what works best for themselves, the planet, the climate change, and all these broader perspectives that we have always been listening about, but we couldn't do anything as such because of our busy lifestyle earlier. But now people have got time. So it is a good sign. People are waking up. It's a good sign for vegan businesses, for eco-friendly businesses. So this is, like I said, you know, we are slowly but steadily picking up the business. And this is one of the reasons why, because people are open to trying out things that they haven't tried before. Even people who were not really bothered about environmental changes or you know, they were pure non-vegetarians, now are willing to give it a try, you know, mock meats, plant-based dairy alternatives and things like that. So it is good. That is why we are picking up. We are spreading awareness more and more every day. And slowly but steadily, we are picking up.
Definitely, definitely. Coming to Ms. Desri from Disguise Cosmetics. So you have enlightened us about the sort of strategies you guys have to enhance your sales number and how you guys have sort of utilized the adversity to make your products move better, to make your supply chain move better. And that's really been very kind of you to sort of enlighten us in that space. But now the main question and the important thing that I really want to ask you is, are there any substantial changes in any of your business verticals? And if at all they are, please let us know about it.
We continue to stay true to our mission of easy, ethical beauty choices. So when I say easy, I mean that though you are picking something that is probably more sustainable, something that's vegan, in fact, you might be getting something similar or even better to any of the conventional products that you have. And I think like Sana mentioned, people are now also seeing value in these other aspects of the product. And for sure, the first time that you look at something from Disguise, what sort of stands out maybe is the vegan tag or the cruelty-free or the fact that we have certain sustainable practices in place. But only once you use the product do you also see the fact that the product is equal or better to any of the conventional options that you have. And so that, I think, bridging that gap and trying to see wherein they also find the values of the product right up front is something that we need to be focusing on as to how to sort of get that message across, especially on an online platform wherein you can't touch and feel the product right at the outset. That being said, we've always been a digital first brand and we solely or like 90% of what we do is online. A lot of it does rely also on word of mouth, because that sort of helps people who are new to Disguise sort of make that connection in terms of the product being vegan and cruelty free and good for you or like, you know, designed for Indian skin right at the outset. The second thing about being easy is also the price point that we are available at. So we always ensure that you know, there's no real green tax added to choosing a product that is sustainable or vegan or cruelty-free. So these kind of things have been really important to us. As I mentioned earlier, we had a product roadmap, which had a lot of products that we were looking to do. And that has sort of been moved up and down a bit to sort of help us focus on products that are more relevant for people right now. So things like products in the eye category, in nails, looking at a couple of more skincare launches as well. So to sort of bridge the gap between being at home and being able to use Disguise at home as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now moving towards Mr. Aditya Gupta, how do you see towards getting your business brighter in the coming days? And if at all there are certain changes that you need to make, what they would be?
I think I shared a bit of that. Three things that we are really doing very actively is enhance a lot on our social media content, photography, sort of making the transformation to having a higher percentage of our sales on a direct B2C platform. B2C is harder work, but it's also a higher margin business because a lot of our business is B2B. So the margins in B2C are very different. We have to learn the game of selling on different e-commerce platforms. And for us, the world is our playground. As I said, we already sell in 85 countries. And our product is such that it's a high value item. So let's say a typical rug is between $300 and $500. So we, from our website, we do worldwide free shipping, which means that the customer can buy with the comfort of knowing that they are not really spending money because it's coming from India directly. We have these USPs about being an artisanal product, but still being very, very contemporary, up to date in terms of how fashionable we are. So we actually tick all of these boxes in terms of being eco-friendly. It's mostly natural materials. It's handmade. You know, there's no carbon footprint. We have a lot of certifications for environment and social compliance. You know, we are now a part of the global recycling platform called GRS. So, you know, important brands, important international brands buy from us because of our recycled product. We make products out of recycled water bottles, recycled plastics, recycled garments, jeans, bicycle tubes, all kinds of things. So it's not like a traditional rug business. It's really the Rug Republic, as the name suggests. It's a very modern home fashion business in terms of styling as well as in terms of the ethos of it. So all of these things are naturally very time appropriate, keep us very enthusiastic. That's on the internal side. Then on the external side, it's about getting into the right alliances, getting our content right. And that's what I said, that, you know, if you are able to work with people who are not geographically tethered to your office, the content quality can improve. We are trying to find associations in like different parts of the world where because each of the e-commerce platforms requires specialized skills. You know, it requires some sort of a local hand holding, if you may. And we are able to find people who can tie up with our company and work on some sort of a contractual basis. You know, you can do percentage of sales, you can do some other model, which is a newer way of engaging people while keeping them accountable for the results, which is kind of built into the contract itself. So all of those things are very interesting and very exciting for us. You know, we're doing a lot more video content. We can do, like somebody said, virtual trial rooms. You know, I think Dharmendra, there was a situation of, you know, in that business. And you can do a trial room for our rug. You send me a picture of your room, I'll show you how our rug looks there. So things like that. So that is definitely helpful. That is the first part of it.
Okay, so Mr. Aditya, I mean, it was definitely enriching again to have a word with you and sort of understand your business model and the shift in the verticals and how you guys have strategized the entire business plans to become a better and the best brand. So once again, I thank you for being a part of this. Moving towards Ms. Sana right now. Sana, previously you just mentioned that, you know, logistics was a thorn in your neck and sort of things are not going the way you wish to go because of the climate changes or the lower workforce or the power of work that you have. So what would you like to comment about the substantial changes in the business verticals?
while there are usual glitches that is happening with every online business, I'm sure people will agree with that. It's not always a smooth ride. I mean, previously it was before the COVID situation happened, but especially now I'm talking about during this pandemic, how we are dealing with things. But keeping that aside, like I said, people are opening up to newer options and they want to experiment and they have got time, ample of time right now to understand, to see what works best for them, for their family members, what's good for them, basically. So the substantial change that I have seen working for Greened is that we had initially started with vegan food and personal care items. The recent substantial change that we have done in order to bring more awareness and that has helped us somewhere in growing our sales is we have introduced eco-friendly biodegradable menstrual products and sexual health products, right? So this has triggered that curiosity in people who didn't know these things existed or they had limited knowledge about. They just thought, okay, veganism is all about food. Okay, you just change your dairy products, you just change your meat products. But then now they are discovering there's more to it than just food. So they are experimenting with different kind of home decor or let's say personal care products like skincare, hair care, which does not involve animal products or cruelty anywhere. So this was a great change that we have done. We have introduced one of the products as menstrual health and sexual health products. And this has increased that curiosity and they want to experiment now, the customers. And they are trying this and, you know, somehow they have realized, okay, Greened India has not just food, it has every possible category that is good for the environment, for the animals, and ultimately for our own selves as humans, right? So this has been a plus point for us that people are discovering more and more products. They're willing to give it a try. They're coming back to us and being like, okay, could you recommend something for this? Could you recommend something for that? So we are trying to, we are reaching towards our goal, which was finding everything under one roof that is good for the environment and for yourself. So this has increased our sales in recent times because we are broadening our categories. And that is a really good thing.
Right. So with this, we'll just wrap up the entire conversation, the panel discussion that we had. So summing it up, I think it was really enlightening and enriching to talk with Mr. Dhanvinder Khanna, who was representing the brand Loto. Then Aditya Gupta to talk about the Rug Republics, Desri to talk about Disguise Cosmetics, and Sana, as you spoke about Greened India and the veganism. So thank you so much for joining in. Definitely, this was a fruitful session, and I appreciate your time and efforts that you have invested into it.
Thank you so much, Omkar. Thank you. Thank you, everybody else as well.
Thanks a lot, Omkar, for this platform. And I'm sure, Sana, we can connect to have Greened India increase their portfolio with vegan makeup as well.
Definitely. Please, definitely.
All right. Mr. Dharmendra or Aditya, do you have to say anything?
Thanks, Omkar. And lovely speaking with everyone.
Thank you
for lovely sharing. Speaking. With a diverse set of people, I found it very interesting and thanks a lot for having me on board.
Thank you so much. So all the wonderful audience of House of Joe Season 2, this was a great episode, a roundtable conference with all the businessmen across different sectors of business. So definitely tune into this and keep listening to House of Joe Season 2, your unmounted dose of juice in association with Panout Media. Do like, share and subscribe. All right. Thank you.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें यही नहीं स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर सिंपली कॉन्टेंट
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.